We are continuing our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, joined in studio this weekend by District 1 Supervisor Sherry Brennan, who represents the greater Sonora area. Supervisor Brennan, next thing I want to ask you about is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority. You are a board member on the TCEDA. I'm curious just your thoughts on the TCEDA, especially now that the city of Sonora has kind of talked about looking into the idea of potentially leaving that JPA.
Yeah, so we all know that the Economic Development Authority has been in the news, and you're right, I serve on that board. I came onto the board a year and a half ago. And so a couple of points before I address kind of what I think was your actual question about the with the city, with respect to the city, is that I spent a lot of time reading the grand jury report, and we've had a couple of public meetings that have been well attended, looking at the responses to that. And so the first point I think I would say is that the criticism or the areas that the grand jury wanted us to look into were really, while we hear the executive director's name in a lot of these conversations, I really believe that the executive director is only doing what the board has directed him to do. And so there are some pieces in that that were, I think, very well, there was a lot of attention and thoughtfulness by the Economic Development Board in addressing some of the grand jury's concerns. And there were some changes that needed to be made, and those are important. But I want the listeners to understand, again, one of the pieces that I think the public really reached out to me on and was problematic in understanding was some of the vacation procedures that were in there. And when Mr. Cope was taking vacations, he had a lot of work time also listed during those periods. Again, it was easy for us because he didn't have support staff to just assume that the work was going on. I know that we had a very lengthy list presented to us of the work that was done when he was on vacation, most recently out of the country. And I would say, again, shame on the board for just because it was relatively easy to assume that the work was still happening. We didn't question how. We didn't say out loud, and it's very important that when all employees across the entire organization, when there's vacation time that's allotted, it's important for people to take the vacation and leave the work at home. Vacation is there for a reason. It's an opportunity to get away, refresh, and come back energized. It was easy for our board just to accept that that work was still going on. So there's a number of changes that needed to take place that was really at the direction of the EDA board, and I'm glad that we've made those changes and that we're going to be looking ahead. We're going to do some management audits. We're going to be working with CalEd, California EDA. But in doing that, we want to look at the most successful economic development authorities. We want to look at policies and procedures that are in the top 5% in the state, not in the middle, not at the bottom, because we want to be at the top. We want to be promoting Tuolumne County as aggressively and effectively as we can. And I would say that I believe Mr. Cope is doing that aggressively. From a management perspective, our board needs to ensure that policies and procedures are in place that have those checks and balances so that the public has confidence in the decisions that the board is making. And so that was an important piece that came out of the grand jury report, and I believe the board's been very thoughtful in moving some of those pieces ahead. Having said that, we'll look at the management audit. I'm looking forward to that and looking at how this compares across the spectrum. Again, really emphasizing on that top 5 or 10% that is statewide. Having said that, the city has, again, they are an an independent jurisdiction. I think we get farther ahead when the tide rises and all boats float. Fundamentally, I think that what happens in the county is a benefit to the businesses in the city. Likewise, I think the city businesses are successful, that's a benefit to the county. It's interesting because I am the one supervisor that has the greater Sonora area in my jurisdiction. So, of course, I am very concerned about what happens in downtown Sonora and this greater Sonora area. It's very important for my constituents. Having said that, there are some decisions that the city has the jurisdictional boundaries to make. I hope that we can find a way to continue to work together on economic development, but that's a decision that they ultimately will decide amongst their 5-member board.
Being that you, as you mentioned, you represent kind of the greater Sonora area, the residents, do you at all kind of serve as a little bit of a liaison between the city and the county at times?
Yes. And something that I've started early on when I became a supervisor is holding some quarterly meetings between myself, Craig Pedro, our CAO, Tim Miller, and whoever is the current mayor of the city of Sonora. And those quarterly meetings have been beneficial for us to share information. Again, where we can, we want to support the city on projects. The intersection at Greenlee Road was one of those projects. There's opportunity as we move forward to assist where we can in supporting the city's, you know, with official letters of support. But I definitely would say I am a liaison. And like I said, the constituents that live inside the city, they're my constituents also. And so I advocate on their behalf, and where I can, without crossing jurisdictional boundaries, want to support the efforts of the city.
How do you feel the economy is faring right now in Tuolumne County?
So that's an interesting question, because we've seen some, you know, some upticks in, especially with regards to TOT and sales tax, and then we have a Donnell fire. And I've been very vocal in what those emergency declarations mean to the budgets of for both the city and the county, because the TOT impacts the city. I would say that the Donnell fire impacted the city's TOT capacity. I've reached out to Lisa Mayo and, you know, and trying to get a real understanding, a firm understanding of that, and she's trying to gather some information for me. But that didn't just impact hotels that, you know, are on the 108 or 120 corridor. It impacted, I believe, hotels that are within the city limits also, maybe to a little lesser degree, but it had an impact. So, for example, with our budget, we decreased those line items by, I think it was $750,000. I have concerns that the hit will be heavier. We won't know that until January. And so it's you ask the question, how do I think economic development is doing? There's always, we want to see more. We want to see more industry here. We want to expand on all of the different segments of our economy. I think we're doing some things in the natural resource realm where we have jobs that we can't get filled. We put out the first agreement for this master stewardship agreement. We had one bidder, and he wasn't able to do it on the timeline that we were looking for. He had to bring in some folks from Northern California. That's an indicator to me that we have some real opportunity. And there are some deficiencies. I went by the mill almost all summer long. I saw huge signs up for looking for drivers. Those are good jobs. So there's some opportunity. There's definitely some places that we still need to work on. I'm concerned about the TOT piece and what these catastrophic fires do to us and what that means to the budget. And again, I would say that there's a component of that that is associated with the city also.
All those far-reaching things, just people going over Sonora Pass, too. It seems like during the weekends, the gas stations are just packed. I have to imagine that was a downturn as well.
Absolutely. And I spent a lot of time up in the Pinecrest Basin trying to to get a feel for what, you know, those businesses were going to be off. And it ranged anywhere from, you know, 20% for some of the cabin owners up to 60% for, I was told, some of the pack station lost virtually all of their day business. And that actually began with the Ferguson fire. It didn't begin with the Donnell fire. It began with the Ferguson fire, the word that Yosemite was closed, and the smoke that really inundated Tuolumne County.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Sherry Brennan, District 1 Supervisor, on this weekend's Mother Lode Views in the midst of our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by the Board Chair, John Gray, who represents District 4. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment with Supervisor Brennan is coming up in just a minute.